WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. Fun Friday morning. Remember, you can come to my window to try to win tickets to see Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Now, keep in mind, these are standing room only tickets. There's no seat. You'll have to stand for the show. They cannot accommodate you if you have any issues and you can't stand. Unfortunately, there's nothing they can do to help you because these are standing room only tickets. However, if you weren't one of the lucky winners all week long as we were drawing names and you want to come to my window with a sign, with a t-shirt, or sing a song or whatever, we'll enter you in to win the last pair that I held off. And if nobody comes down to the window, well, we'll just draw another name. But you can come to the window between now and 9 a.m. because I don't want people bothering Chris afterwards and distracting him, and he won't know what's going on. He's not part of this contest, so. Also, I just want to give a happy heavenly birthday to the great Gil Santos. Tomorrow would have been his 87th birthday. Of course, born in Acushnet, raised in Fairhaven. And, of course, also an alumnus of WBSM. He actually got his radio start here at WBSM. Went on to WNBH and then, of course, we all know about his career at WBZ and as the voice of the New England Patriots. Inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame in 2013. You can still hear it on YouTube. He called the championship season for the Holy Family, Holy Name basketball team. You can hear the whole record that they did. It was called "You Had to Be There." And just a great guy. I remember when Dan Pyers first introduced me to him. And then he told him, he's like, yeah, this guy's on WBSM. Oh, well. So I think, you know, Gil always liked me because of that. And then, of course, he did pass away. Not only is it the end, you know, his birthday tomorrow, it's also the anniversary of his passing. He died on his 80th birthday, which was also his 57th wedding anniversary. So, first of all, not only was Gil Santos a great guy, he was a smart man. Get married on your birthday. That way there you'll never forget your anniversary. But he was the best, and he is very much missed. So celebrate Gil tomorrow by listening to some of his great calls. All right, today's Fun Friday question has to do with Easter candy. It is Good Friday. It is Easter weekend. When you got your basket when you were a kid, what was your favorite candy to find in the Easter basket? What was your least favorite? And I thought it would be controversial to say the chocolate bunny was my least favorite. It was so inconsistent. You never knew if it was going to be good or bad. Sometimes they were really good. But sometimes they were almost inedible. And it was the only way you could really tell. Like the only kind of hint that you might be getting a chocolate bunny that wasn't as tasty was if it had those candy eyes. You know what I'm talking about? Like almost like those button candies that used to come on the paper. Oh, we used to give kids candy that was attached to paper and encourage them to eat the paper? Because we would say, oh, I can't get all the candy. I'll just eat the paper. It'll be fine. And they would lie to us and be like, oh, the paper's made out of sugar. It's fine. No, we were eating paper. The wax soda bottle candies. Just eat the wax. It's made out of candy. It's fine. No, it's wax. But we still ate it anyway. And we're fine. Nothing happened. So I think that, you know, the chocolate bunny with the candy eyes, that was almost a surefire sign that it was not going to be great. And I often wonder if our parents, I'm sorry, the Easter bunny, when he was picking out the chocolate bunnies, if he was like, I don't know if these are good, but they're kids, whatever. Kids like all candy. But there was something, and this is it's gotta be a real thing. It can't just be in my own mind. Easter candy tastes worse than any other seasonal candy. Easter candy tastes worse. It's almost like they said, candy's not like the main thing about this holiday. It's kind of like in addition to the eggs and the bunny and, of course, Jesus. So maybe we don't need to put our full effort into the candy for this one. But then you could say the same thing about Christmas, right? Candy is not the main focus of Christmas at all. But Christmas candy tastes a lot better than Easter candy. I don't get it. I don't know why it is, but it is. Maybe somebody out there is worked in an Easter candy factory and can tell us all the secrets. Yeah, you know why it tastes bad? Because we made it once in 1947. They didn't buy it all, so we just kept pushing it into the baskets for years and years after. It might be something like that. It might be like, yeah, right before Halloween, we make all the Easter candy too, and then it just sits around in the warehouse. Or we don't use the best quality ingredients for Easter because, it's Easter. Candy's not the focus. But for a lot of kids, it is. So I was trying to come up with some questions, too, of some fun Friday questions regarding Easter because I kind of want to stay away from the candy angle because we talk about candy so much on Fun Friday. But I was like, yeah, that's probably the thing that people have the most opinions on. But one of the questions I considered was, what was the best thing you ever found in an egg? But then I remembered not everybody did Easter egg hunts that were plastic eggs with something inside of them. Some people did egg hunts that had plastic eggs with nothing inside of them. Others did Easter egg hunts with actual eggs. That was something that would not have flown at my house. Because somebody would have forgotten to find an egg somewhere. And we would have, you know, around mid-July, early August, we would have been like, what is that? What is that smell? There was a year where I was getting ready for my son's birthday party. Cleaning up the backyard and, you know, mowing the lawn. And we used to have everybody over because his birthday is right around Father's Day. So we would have everybody come over for a combination Father's Day, Adam's birthday, backyard barbecue. Lived on a pond, but nobody ever wanted to go swimming. So we would have everybody come over and I would spend, you know, the week or so before that just kind of sprucing up the yard. And I was out there raking up the corner by where his little playhouse was. And I'm like, what is that? What? Oh, it's an Easter egg that nobody found during the Easter egg hunt back in April. And now it's June. Thank God we used plastic eggs and put things inside of them. And this wasn't an actual egg, although maybe an animal would have found it by then. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We're also getting some app chat messages as well, except right when I go to click on it, as usual, my computer crashes. Hold on. I think I might be. There we go. We got it back. All right. So I've been getting some app chat messages. Give me a second here to refresh it. But again, the Fun Friday question, the favorite candy and the least favorite candy. By the way, DSOI, the AM radio is going to continue to buzz until the engineer is able to get it back online. It's not online. It's going to buzz. Either deal with it or listen on FM. I keep getting messages from people about the AM radio buzzing. I can't do anything about it. You know what the alternative is? There's no AM signal. Is that what you would prefer? Listen on FM. I know where you are, DSY. I know that you have FM signal where you are. I'm just messing with you. So we're getting some answers, but he is working on getting that back up and running. I think he had to order something, and he's got to wait for it to come in. Law and Order. And Akusha says, good morning, Tim. Reese's peanut butter eggs full size are the only choice. The rest is just trash. End of story. Have a good weekend. You as well. I mean, Reese's eggs absolutely are top notch. And there's the two different kinds. There's the ones that are like the little egg that's kind of like a peanut butter cup. And then there's the one that's an actual egg. And it sounds like Law and Order is talking about the actual egg. Participation Trophy Wife says, I will catch up on WrestleMania via TikTok. I follow Stone Cold in his farmer clothes on TikTok, but otherwise, nope. I mean, he's very funny on social media with his cat, and he's found a whole new audience with people that probably have never even seen him wrestle and don't even care to see him wrestle, but they just like to follow him and the cat. But it is WrestleMania weekend. I'm sure on Monday we'll have some complaints about it. Maybe we'll be buzzing about something big that happened, but it just doesn't seem that exciting this year. I don't know why it doesn't seem to resonate. I guess there hasn't. They spent so much time pushing the other stories because they didn't have a clear WrestleMania card. They're throwing a lot of these matches together the week of the event that there just doesn't seem to be a whole lot of buzz for anything. Even the Hall of Fame, lackluster. Like, there's just, you need a couple more inductees, but whatever. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky Tim.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing. But maybe you would know this. What's the association, or where does it begin with the rabbit and the Easter eggs? Where did that start?
So from my understanding, it's because spring is the time of rebirth, and nothing says birth more than rabbits because they have so many babies. And so it became, it's a pagan symbol for the rebirth of spring, and so it became adopted into Easter celebrations as the Christian holidays took in some of the pagan symbology to try to convert the pagans into Christianity.
Okay, so it came from a pagan background, right?
Yes, yes.
And how about the eggs, the same type of thing?
Yeah, same idea.
Okay, all right. I know if anyone would know the origin of this, you would, that's for sure.
Every time I talk about that, though, people get mad at me, and they don't like...
Why?
People just don't like to admit that Christianity adopted symbols from pagan religions in order to draw people in. Like, I don't get it. It's just marketing. It was good marketing to get people to convert back in the day, so it's just part of the deal.
Well, it's like the birth of Christ. I don't think he was born in the wintertime. I think it was more the spring, too, wasn't it?
I believe they thought it was March would have been the time. And that was based on where the star would have been at that time in the sky and all of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so certainly not the winter and the snow and all that good stuff.
Well, I don't think it was snowing much in Israel, so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, then, Tim, thanks for the info.
All right, you have a good holiday weekend.
You too.
All right. 508-996-0500. Yeah, I did on my internet show that I used to do. Forget if it was Midnight in the Desert or Midnight Society, but one of those shows, I did an episode where I was talking about that very topic. The way that Christianity grew by incorporating aspects of other religions. And I got so many angry tweets and emails and like people telling me that I was anti-Christian and all that. I'm like, no, I'm not talking about this from a belief perspective. I'm talking about this from purely a sociological, anthropological, whatever you want to look at it as, but I'm looking at it from a historical basis. That this is true. This is what happened. And as I said, it's good marketing. If your pagan celebration of the spring, is it, it's the equinox? Yeah, the spring equinox. If that includes rabbits and eggs, it helps to bring rabbits and eggs into the Christian observation that you're trying to convert them into. And that's what this was all about. When you go to church, does the sermon for Easter have anything to do with the bunny or the eggs? I've never been to church on Easter, but I don't think so. It was just something that was adopted into the holiday to get people to celebrate it. 508-996-0500. I think I can take a call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. My favorite thing, jelly beans. Everything else I could care less about, and I agree. Those hollow milk chocolate bunnies were awful. Something about the chocolate was different. It just seemed like they put less goodness in it or something. But yeah, my grandmother used to bring us our Easter baskets. She would drive from Quincy, come down, and they were really huge. They had toys galore in them. We didn't have so much candy because, first of all, we never ate candy. My mother couldn't afford that. And so, like, to get the jelly beans was a big deal. And basically, that was it. And I think we got something called a mallow bar. It was, like, shaped like a Reese's cup, but full of something called mallow.
Yeah, the mallow cups. It's just, so it's like a peanut butter cup, but it's marshmallow instead of peanut butter.
Right, marshmallow. We would have those in a bag of jelly beans. I love jelly beans to this day, but I like the gourmet kind. But I don't buy them because if I bought that, I would eat the whole bag. I am not disciplined, so I just don't bring anything into the house that I don't trust myself around. But I loved all the games. Oh, we had so many great games. And these baskets were huge. You know, they had really long handles. And you even have me wondering, I wonder what my mother did with them because I never saw the baskets again.
Right.
My brothers or mine.
So what would happen is, like, you would eat all the candy out of it and it'd be sitting on, like, your desk in your room and it's just the basket in the grass. And then one day you go home and it's not there anymore. And then it magically reappears on Easter. But then, you never saw it in the house anywhere throughout the course of the year.
I know. I was wondering if maybe my mom gave them back to my grandmother.
I asked my mom about it. She said the Easter Bunny comes and takes them, and then he refills them and brings them back next year. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And this little game that they don't have them anymore. They're plastic, flat plastic, and you had to move the buttons around, the little squares inside of this square. And, man, that would entertain me.
Oh, the little puzzle? Yeah, where there's, like, one piece that's missing and then you just slide them around?
Yeah. Yep. I love them. And the paddle board with the ball hanging from it. Hours of entertainment. My grandmother knew what she was doing when she bought those baskets to keep us out of my mom's hair.
I think the best game we had when I was a kid, and, you know, we had all different board games and things like that, card games. But the best thing we ever got is, I think my parents got it at the Christmas tree shop. They bought a labyrinth, like the tabletop labyrinth with the buttons where you can turn the surface of the game and you have to try to move the marble from one end to the other without it falling into any of the holes. Oh, man, we played that forever. Like, we had that for years and nobody could ever beat it.
Oh, that sounds like such a fun game. We didn't have anything like that, of course, back in my day. Sorry was my favorite game. And yeah.
Well, you can. I mean, you can find these labyrinths all over the place. Like, you know, different toy shops will have them, and I'm sure they have them. Like, in, well, I think Five Below probably has one back in their game section.
Oh wow! You know what? That sounds like a really fun game. Wow. Well, you grew up in a good era where things were just starting to have, you know, become more lit up, as you say, and more electrically. Colors.
This was simple. This wasn't anything like that. And these have been around for a long, long time. These have been around for probably at least 100 years, and they're super cool. You can find them somewhere. Where they're, you know, like kind of portable, small size. But I'm sure somebody's still got the tabletop ones. If I see one, I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Okay. Because now, I'm going to be looking forward to this. But that's all I have for today. Everybody have a skitty woo bunny of a weekend.
You as well.
And talk to you on Monday.
Take care.
Okay.
I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news with Mike and then more calls with you. 508-996-0500.
An emergency landing after an in-flight dog bite. Bear sightings across the Northeast increase. And President Trump holds an Easter service at the White House.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The son of a sheriff's deputy accused of shooting and killing two people, wounding five more at Florida State University yesterday. The FSU police chief said the gunman is a current student at the school and has been apprehended. The deceased were not students. Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil says the shooter used one of his mother's guns in the attack. It happened near a crowded student union building in Tallahassee at lunchtime. President Trump says his administration is fighting what he called anti-Christian bias. In the U.S., Trump held an Easter prayer service Wednesday night in the Blue Room of the White House, attended by religious leaders like the Reverend Franklin Graham and White House faith advisor Paula White Cain.
So there's so much to celebrate this Easter. This is really, I hope, going to be one of the great Easters ever, because we have something going that I don't think this country has seen in 100 years.
Trump also promoted his new White House faith office as Holy Week continues. The White House held a Passover event yesterday to celebrate the Jewish holiday that ends this weekend. President Trump is extending the federal hiring freeze for another 90 days. He signed the executive order yesterday, ordering no federal government positions to be filled until mid-July. No new jobs to be created unless directed by the administration. The freeze will not apply to military personnel or positions related to immigration enforcement. Bear sightings across the Northeast and New England becoming more popular as temperatures start to rise, including one seen outside of a Connecticut mall. Andrew Whitman reports.
The bear, spotted in the parking lot of the West Farms Mall in West Hartford, Connecticut last Friday, was not happy. He or she, seen on video sprinting towards the mall doors, which sent shoppers scattering, then away from the doors and even more scatter and screams. Officials were finally able to shoo the bear into the woods. Where else? They say it was probably just waking up from hibernation and was looking for food.
An American Airlines flight forced to make an emergency landing due to a service animal dog bite. The plane was going from Utah to Texas on Tuesday, but was diverted to Colorado Springs, where it was met by an emergency crew at the gate. A spokesperson for the Colorado Springs Fire Department says the victim was rushed to the hospital. It's unclear if police or the FBI have launched an investigation. North America's oldest car show returns to New York City this weekend for a 10-day run.
The New York International Auto Show opens to the public on Friday at Manhattan's Javits Convention Center. In terms of attendance, it's the biggest one in North America after launching in 1900 under the New York Auto Club banner. Experts say it's the best place to find out what's hot and what's not if you're in the market for some new wheels. Subcompact electric SUVs from Kia and Hyundai are expected to get a lot of attention. So is the BMW X3, a small but powerful SUV that runs on gas.
Americans have conflicting views about the effects of artificial intelligence on society.
According to a new poll from Quinnipiac University, more than 40% think AI is going to cause more harm than good in their everyday lives. More than 50% think it's going to cause harm in education, and nearly 60% think it will harm advances in medicine. More than half see it leading to fewer job opportunities. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A former Pentagon official who found himself at the center of controversy over his role in the removal of a webpage honoring baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson has announced his resignation.
Former Defense Department spokesman John Elliott said he turned in his resignation Wednesday because he wasn't interested in a secondary position at the Pentagon. Elliott caused an uproar last month when he was linked to the removal of the Jackie Robinson post in an effort to purge DEI content from the website. The page was restored shortly afterwards with a statement claiming everyone at the Defense Department loves Jackie Robinson, as well as the Navajo Code Talkers and the Tuskegee Airmen. Debuting with the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15, 1947, Robinson officially broke baseball's color barrier. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the White Sox tonight at 7:10. Sunday, the Celtics take on the Magic for the first round of the NBA playoffs at 3:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It might be chilly this morning. Temperatures in the mid-30s, but at least it's a sunny start. We're going to keep it that way for a little while longer. Clouds move in the afternoon, but temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s, some spots in the low 60s. I'd call it a win in terms of the numbers. But again, the clouds come in. We could even see a stray shower or two later in the evening. Overnight, a couple of showers not out of the question heading into Saturday morning. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Sleep, baby, sleep. It's time to wake up. It's a beautiful day out there. And it's going to get cloudy later, but right now we're got beautiful blue skies and golden sunshine, to quote David Lynch. So if you are heading out for the day, if you are heading out to maybe, play Easter Bunny, perhaps you didn't. The Easter Bunny didn't make a basket in time, and you have to go purchase a basket. The caller earlier mentioned they're now $25 to $30 in the store, and quite often you don't even know what's in it. Like when you would, I don't know if you ever went and looked at them as a kid, but I would go and look at them all. I knew I was getting one that was homemade. And it was going to be better than what was in the store. But you also looked at the ones in the store and said, well, look at what's in this one. Look at what's in that one. But it was always like the one big item. It's like, oh, look, this one has a football. This one has a basketball. This one has a, transformer in it. The rest of it was just, as the caller said, nothing really worth buying. And you got far less candy in a store-bought basket. Now there are people who just, they have businesses where they make people baskets. The creativity that goes into it, but you got like nothing for candy in those pre-made store-bought baskets. You'd go through that candy in a day or two. But what candy would be in there? Usually stuff that you didn't even like all that much. I'm trying to think of the, I think they're made by Cadbury. Are they the Cadbury mini eggs, not the cream eggs? Everybody likes the cream eggs, although I didn't for a long time. And I don't even eat them that much now, but
they're not as terrible as I used to think they were. But they had great commercials. But I think it's the Cadbury Mini Egg. It's like a little small chocolate one. They have like the colorful outside, but it's kind of speckled. I was never a fan of those. And as I said before, the chocolate covered egg, the chocolate eggs and the foil covered paper that was really thin, but then it would also get stuck to the chocolate and you couldn't peel it all off and you'd be like, well, whatever, I guess I'm just eating foil, and then pop it in your mouth. Or is that just me? I'm fine. I can't go through a metal detector at an airport anymore, but I'm fine. If you got those eggs, the solid chocolate ones to me were gross, but the ones that had like the little Rice Krispies things in them, those were pretty decent. But yes, today's Fun Friday question. Favorite Easter candy, least favorite Easter candy to find in your basket. Favorite by far, peanut butter cups. Least favorite, chocolate bunnies. That's, and you know, I was talking about how Christmas chocolate was still pretty good. You kind of got a little bit of the same thing with chocolate Santas. Some chocolate Santas were good. Some weren't, but more chocolate Santas were good than not. More chocolate Easter bunnies are bad than not. And nobody's refuting me on that. It's this weird thing. Maybe that has changed. I have not had a chocolate bunny. What am I, 47? Probably haven't had one in 35 years at least. Probably more. So I could be wrong. Maybe when we were dating. I think my ex-wife might have made me an Easter basket. That would have been the last time I would have had a chocolate bunny. Yes, Chuck, we are aware that there's an annoying hum on the 1420 AM signal. Yes, I'm aware. I'm going to start giving out the engineer's phone number, and you guys can just call him. Because I don't understand all the ins and outs of it. I just know he's working on it. He had to rig up something to make it work. Otherwise, it would have been dead air. So, as he said, it's better than nothing. If you're in range of the FM signal, I would highly recommend switching to that 99.5 FM, crystal clear signal, if you are within range. And then also, of course, WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Always the best way to listen, because then you're definitely going to get crystal clear sound that never has to depend on your antenna or where you are. Although it will depend on your Wi-Fi or your cell service. But that's the best way to listen. Because then you can take us with you everywhere, and it never, you never have to be away from us. I went on a cruise. I went to Toronto. I've been all over listening on the WBSM app. And the cool part about it is you got to go into the store or something, you can bring it with you. Just pop in your earbuds. Nobody wants to hear you listening to the radio, walking around on your phone with it playing out of the speaker. But you can take us wherever you go. Thanks to South Coast Towing for making that happen. All right, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. The Fun Friday question today. Favorite Easter candy and least favorite Easter candy. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got to say, I'm disappointed in you, Tim.
Why is that?
You haven't played that Iggy Pop song.
Which one? Oh, Candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it. I know I did it last time when we were talking about candy. Yeah, I'll have to do it again today.
Yeah. That's all right. That's the song that was going through my head. I'm like, wait a second, he hasn't played, and that's actually Candy.
I like that a lot better than Bow Wow Wow's I Want Candy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I used to cheerlead back in the day, but nowadays I'm a little bit too old for it. But that song makes you want to jump around. All right. I'm going to switch the subject a little bit. Rumors surrounding the apprehension that just happened up in the North End, with the ICE operation. Do you think it's responsible? Do you take any responsibility as a media personality to perhaps dispel rumors if they're right or wrong?
I mean, yeah, we always try to do like rumor killer if we can, but you've got to make sure that things are verified, and then it's hard. And then sometimes, you know, people want to talk about things and you have to be careful with how much of it is rumor and how much of it is something that's known.
Right. Because I'm seeing, just reading the story, New Bedford Light. I don't know if you've been following it. I'm sure you have actually, but, there are rumors that come out like, oh, I heard about this and I heard that. I heard they were just vigilantes. They were, you know, white supremacist vigilantes are now open on our street, you know, taking people away. I think that's irresponsible because it's causing a panic. And you were in a position, Chris is in a position, Barry's in a position, people on the radio are in a position where you can... You know, you've got a far reach. You can dispel these rumors if they may be harming the public consciousness.
Well, I mean, what was reported? What was being reported as it being rumor? How is that presented?
Well, here's one. Somebody's posted. Yeah, I heard it was a white supremacist gang that was loose on the streets in New Bedford taking people up. That's not true. And people are saying, oh, they weren't marked. They were just, who knows who they were. They didn't have any markings on them. Well, yeah, they did, because in the video, you can clearly see their patches on their vests, on their tactical vests.
Well, but I mean, that doesn't mean anything either. But this is something that somebody like commented on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, here's the thing. We don't always feel the necessity to address, you know, whatever dumb comments people are posting about things. What I look for when it comes to needing to be a rumor killer is if there's like a whole bunch of that happening, or if, you know, other outlets are picking up on that. Generally, if it's just
viral,
I think if it's just people making comments, I think the public understands that that's just people that don't know anything making comments.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, I appreciate that. You know, whatever anybody's opinions are on the raid, whether it was the right thing to do or not, I think it's the responsible thing to seek out the facts of it before you let your emotions come out and say, and run wild on it.
Yeah, there are people that have been questioning, you know, the validity of some of these because of the lack of identification of the people that show up. So the fact that they're not being forthright about who they are and their appearance.
Well, yes, they are, because they've got the full tactical gear on. They've got the patch. You know, they've got their identification on their person.
The people who showed up at the car wash didn't have any identification. Anything to show who they were.
You know, you got detectives don't wear, you know, they've got their badge, but they're just in, you know, plain clothes.
But that's where rumor comes from, is because people say, well, how do we know that these are actual agents and not somebody that just are vigilantes taking it into their own hands?
Right. But you know what I mean? In that case, you'd have Jack Splane calling up the car wash saying, hey, look out, guys. There's some cops coming your direction, so you might want to skedaddle.
That wouldn't happen.
You don't think so?
No, 1,000%. 1,000% that would not happen.
I'm not saying Jack in particular, but anybody else out there.
Not media.
Might be, huh?
Not media.
No, not media, but anyone in general. You know, it could be the Immigrants Assistance Center saying, hey, listen, there's some people headed your way.
Sure, that's rational. That's rational. Not Jack Spillane, no. I got to hold you there just because I got to get a break in before the end of the hour. But you have a great weekend.
All right,
let me take this break here. We'll be right back. All right, that is going to do it for this hour. Coming up the next hour, more Fun Friday with you. I want to talk some more candy.